Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Left field. A Rosarena. Watches it go.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The Springer dinger in Game 7 that sent the Toronto Blue Jays to the World Series, the Seattle Mariners home, and left me and Femi Abebefe very unhappy as a Mariners fan and a bettor on the Seattle Mariners. Tonight, Game 1 of the World Series north of the border as the Toronto Blue Jays host the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Dodgers' favorites at our show sponsor, BetMGM. And joining us right now to break it down, and this is a significant treat. I grew up watching him absolutely crush the Mets basically every single year. Then he joined the Mets and pitched very well for the Mets. Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, World Series champion, World Series MVP in 1995 against the Cleveland Indians. This is a true story. When I was 12 in 95, and I used to videotape like the ends of championship series. I had like a VHS collection of like the ends, like when I felt that series were going to end, NBA Finals, World Series. I have this somewhere, like in my mom's house, the end of the 95 World Series as the Braves beat the Cleveland Indians. So actually, I have that on VHS. Cy Young Award winner multiple time. And current television analyst for the Atlanta Braves, the legendary Tom Glavin, who's smart enough to not be on social media, so I can't give you a Twitter handle, and that is a credit to him. Tom, thanks so much for joining the show. Nick Costos and Femi Abebefe, how's it going? Happy World Series.
Things are well. Nothing makes me feel older than talking to somebody who says they grew up watching me, so I appreciate that. But all good. Yeah, it's Game 1 of the World Series should be an interesting series, and I'm excited to watch it.
I want to start, Tom, with this because you have the rare perspective, right? Because everyone, like the broadcast kept saying, and it's true, that the Blue Jays hadn't won a pennant and been to the World Series in 30 years. And we haven't seen Blue Jays fans in this like raucous environment since then. So it's like the halcyon days of Joe Carter and company. Like you pitched in Toronto in the World Series. Like obviously you guys lost to them, won a World Series a couple years later, but you pitched against them Game 1 in Atlanta. And then I believe Game 4, right in Toronto that year. What was it like in Toronto, World Series? Because I think this atmosphere is going to be electric coming up tonight.
It's loud, I can tell you that. When we played there, obviously Toronto, the ballpark, it was new, state of the art. So it had the newness to it, the curiosity to it, all those things. But push all that stuff aside, it's loud. When that place is packed, and the roof is closed, it is a loud, loud place to play. So I think it's something that in today's game, something the Dodgers are going to have to get used to. They're going to have to navigate. I think it'll be interesting to keep an eye on how that plays out. Because, look, there's just not a lot of domes. What are there, a couple of retractables now? So, you don't have that domed environment so much anymore, particularly in the National League. So, I think it's something to keep an eye on for the Dodgers to see if the crowd noise causes them any problems or anything like that. But, it's a different place. It's an interesting place, but I can assure you it's going to be really, really loud.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to seeing what this atmosphere looks like since, once again, haven't seen it since 1993, the Blue Jays hosting a World Series game. How important do you think it is for Toronto to win this game one? Because for what we do here, Tom, like for the betting aspect, the Dodgers are a big favorite. They're the defending World Series champions. Everyone expects the Dodgers to win this series. But how important is it for Toronto to be able to carry some of that momentum from their game seven win Monday night into tonight and maybe showing everyone, hey, this is not going to be the quick and easy series that you guys all think?
I think it's important from that standpoint, right? In a seven game series, look, you always want to win game one because you always want to be ahead. But I think it's obviously less important in a seven game series than it is in those, you know, five game series or even the three game series. You know, obviously you get behind 1-0 in that short series, you're in trouble. In a seven game series, you got a little bit of time to recover. So it's not as detrimental to lose that game. But I agree with you from a psychological standpoint. I think it's a really important game for the Blue Jays because, to your point, they think they can play with the Dodgers. They don't care what anybody else has to say and what the odds are or any of that stuff, right? They're the underdog. That's fine. I guarantee you they're relishing in that role and they're taking advantage of that role. But they still need to prove to themselves that they can go out there and they can beat this team and they can play with this team. So I think, yeah, from that standpoint, it's important for them to go out there tonight and try and win this game so they can show themselves, hey, you know what? We know we can play with you and we just showed we can play with you. Now, whether or not the rest of the world believes that, we don't really care, but we did and look what we did. So I think it's important for them from that standpoint.
From a pitcher's perspective, because I think this is so interesting for what the Blue Jays are doing, because Bo Bichette, who hasn't played since early September, is being put into the lineup. And not only is he going to be in the lineup, he's going to be batting in the cleanup spot. As an opposing pitcher, when a team makes such a drastic change like that, which of course Bichette being one of their better players, but he's been injured and now he's being reinserted, haven't seen him all throughout the playoffs. How does that change how you go about game planning as a pitcher going against what is a very, very deep and awesome lineup for Toronto?
Well, you know, listen, I think you'll go into it as a pitcher and you'll look at that lineup and you'll try to figure – you obviously put together scouting reports, right? And you come up with a plan on how you're going to attack each guy. Then I think what you do is you start to look at the lineup and figure out, okay, who can I go to if I need an out, right? And I think that's what putting Bichette back in the lineup does at first glance is it makes it harder – for an opposing pitcher to do that because it lengthens the lineup. So now there's less places where you feel like you can go to navigate to get an out if you need an out or things like that. But I do think there will be some feeling out for all of the pitchers, right? Because listen, when you go through a scouting report, you look at a guy and you obviously understand what his stats are, you know, what's on the bubblegum card, so to speak. And Bichette obviously can hit. He had a great year. Everybody knows he can hit, but there's still going to be that curiosity and that feeling out factor because he's missed so much time. Is his timing off? Is his bat a little bit slow? Is he the kind of guy that right here, right now, these first couple games, maybe we can be a little bit more aggressive with him because he hasn't been in the lineup and his timing is off, right? So I think that all those things are going to come into play and you know, I think that's true in every series, right? I know for me anyway, you're obviously very aware of who guys are, what their season long stats were, but I was always very interested in, okay, at this given moment and here coming off this last series, who's hot? Who are the guys that are swinging the bat really well? Who are the guys that were not? And that's where I would kind of start. And listen, if you have a guy, let's take Freddie Freeman. You know, Freddie Freeman, obviously, you know what he is, but if he struggled in the series before, you know what, that might pique my curiosity and it might lend me to be a little bit more aggressive with him in a situation where I otherwise might not have been because I want to see how he's swinging the bat. If he proves me wrong, I move on. If he's not, then that's something I'm going to put away. So I think you'll see guys trying to feel Bichette out a little bit, see where his bat is at, and then kind of go from there depending on how he reacts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe. We're hanging out with Hall of Fame pitcher, World Series champion, World Series MVP, two-time Cy Young winner, Tom Glavin. Does awesome work for the Atlanta Braves for their television broadcast, breaking down the World Series here on a Friday. This Dodgers rotation, Tom, with Ohtani and Glasnow, and tonight we're going to see Blake Snell, who's been outstanding so far in the postseason. Yamamoto gave him a complete game earlier this postseason. This feels like a throwback lineup to what we've seen in like the 90s. I know like you obviously were part of a hell of a rotation with Maddox and Smoltz and the crew, but like this Dodgers lineup so far in October feels like what we used to get 20, even 15 years ago. Can you just speak to like how impressive this has been so far through the NLDS and the NLCS here for this Dodgers team?
Yeah, it really has been a little bit old school baseball, the way these guys have gone out there and gone so deep into the game, right? And it's funny, after Snell pitched that one hitter, I got a text the next day from Stan Kasten, who, you know, was our president in Atlanta at the time we won the World Series and now is with the Dodgers. And he said, yeah, I was thinking about you last night. It was the last time I watched a one hit shutout, it was a pretty good game. So, you know, it's been a long time since we've seen that kind of starting pitching, particularly in the postseason. But listen, I promise you, Dave Roberts loves it, right? Because typically in these series, you get so deep into your bullpen and guys are hanging by a thread by the time you get to game six and game seven that, you know, you're not sure what you're going to get from guys. So he hasn't had to abuse his bullpen, which, you know, I know is great for him and great for those guys. They're going to be super fresh going into this series. So I think that's certainly is a big advantage for them. But, it's been fun to watch. Listen, it drives me crazy when I'm watching a game and I see, you know, teams pull a guy out in the fifth inning or pull a starting pitcher out in the fourth inning. I kind of didn't really love the move the Mariners made the other night when they took their starter out and put Wu in. I understood they wanted to get him a clean inning because he's a starter. But, you know, hey, why not
Wu
let your
also,
starter?
Right? And then Wu got pulled
right,
also,
right?
Right,
I mean, why not let your starter go? And if he gets in trouble in the sixth inning, put your reliever in to get through the sixth and then bring him in with a clean inning in the seventh. You know, I mean, I think too often that's the side of analytics I just don't love. I understand there's a place for it in the game and it's valuable. It's information. I get it. But I think too often we get away from the eye test and what our eyes are telling us with what guys are doing, particularly with pitchers. And I just think that I don't understand why, like, because we used to do it all the time, right? You come in, Bobby asks you, hey, how you doing? You say, hey, Bobby, I'm good. I don't have a lot left in the tank. So if I, you know, when I go back out there, have somebody up behind me, have somebody ready to go. Don't let me get in trouble. And I don't know why teams don't do that more often, right? You got a guy who's throwing the ball well, ride it. And if he goes out there and he gets in trouble, he's got a super short leash. You got guys up ready to go behind him. At the end of the day, back to what we were talking about, Dave Roberts hasn't had to do too much of that because his starting rotation has been unbelievable.
Have you thought at all about getting into managing? Because hearing your answer to that question, if I were a GM, I would want to hire you. It's a serious question.
If I was wanting to get divorced, I might think about doing it, but no, you know, it's a different game now. I love,
do you like it more
baseball.
Or less?
I like it less, no question about it. Just because I don't, but listen, in fairness, right. I'm not sure I've met too many athletes in any sport who played and are retired and like the current state of their sport versus when they played it, right? I mean,
Tom, can I interrupt inevitable. To say this? I think this is the only one, as someone who talks about sports for a living, this is the only one where I think the fans will agree with the old players. I don't think that would be the case in any other sport, but I think the majority of baseball fans would agree with what you just said.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with it, right? And I'm always hesitant because I think sometimes when I talk with people, we kind of get going on this, and I don't want to be that curmudgeon-y, all the game, this, that, right? I mean, games change. But I think I can be fair and be honest in saying that I don't love the aspect of the game of how pitchers are used today. I just don't love it. And you know, I don't blame these guys that they can't go past five innings because they're not being allowed to, right? And I can't blame them that people say, well, you can't flip a lineup for the third time. They're not being allowed to, right? And I know for me, you know, that was all part of the learning process when I got to the big leagues. You know, you had to learn how to, the first time you got through the fifth inning, it was like, oh, wow. And then the next time you get to the sixth, it's like, well, I haven't done this before. What am I going to do? How am I going to navigate this? Well, you got to do it. And then same thing, seventh inning, eighth inning, first time you got a chance to throw a complete game. These are all things that you have to experience to learn how to do, right? You get into the seventh inning, maybe it's been a little bit of a tough game in terms of traffic and it hasn't been easy. You're a little bit tired, but you know what? I need to get three more outs from my bullpen. How am I going to do this when I'm tired? These guys aren't being allowed to do any of this stuff today. And it's not, and I'm not saying that they can't do it because we don't know, right? They're not being allowed to do it. And I just wish, like you know, the example of the Mariners game that I pointed out, I just wish we would get back to more of managers trusting what their eyes are telling them about how a guy is throwing the ball and not be so quick to go, well, he's flipped the lineup twice, we're not going to let him do it a third time. Why not? That's the part that I don't like.
We agree 100%. We only have about 30 seconds for this one because that was all really good. Who do you think is going to win the World Series and why in 30 seconds?
You know, I think it's going to be hard to beat the Dodgers, right? I mean, they're just deep. The lineup's deep. The rotation's deep. The bullpen's well-rested. So I think all those things are lining up in their favor. Now, listen, at the end of the day, Toronto can hit. And I think anytime you can hit, you give yourself a chance. So I think it's going to be a good series. But if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would bet on the Dodgers.
Man, well, I am. And I did. I wish we had more time. I'm dying to ask you about the pitch clock. Just dying, but unfortunately we're out of time. Tom, this was amazing. Sincerely appreciate you taking the time. Really thoughtful answers. Thanks for joining us. You better, you bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe on this Friday.
Happy to do it. You guys have a great weekend.
Tom Glavine joining us here on the show. Femi, that was pretty cool, no?
That was awesome. As awesome. To hear from a World Series MVP, two-time Cy Young winner. I think we all agree as fans. We want to see these guys. Give us some length out there for our starters, not this nonsense that we're getting.
I'm just happy that he, because it doesn't mean like the current game's bad. It's like, hey, like,
no,
you know.
Just micromanaging a little bit.
Used to be a little different. All right, on the other side, bets for tonight in the NBA, the NHL, and our bets for game one of the World Series.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.